Imagine that your body was an automobile, and since God made it, you're a Rolls Royce. Your heart, it's like the engine, a pumping force that causes this machine to move. Your joints, the axle, or the suspension moving smoothly and able to take the impact on life's tough and rough roads. Your stomach, we'll call it the fuel tank, and it runs on gas that's top of the line. And your brain, it's this onboard computer system. It's sharp, clear, focused, and it can tell you what you need to know. Well, there are things that we do to take care of our cars. Otherwise, they fall apart and they simply don't run right. Well, today's show, it's not about oil changes. It's not about tune-ups or tire rotations. Today's program is about finding the answers to how we can tap into real, practical steps that we can take to help get this Rolls Royce that God created, your body, running right. If you don't feel well, if you woke up this morning with low energy, if you're suffering from things like arthritis or diabetes or heart problems, high blood pressure, then the man you're going to meet today is going to give you and I some information designed to get us off the side of the road from being broken down and back onto the road moving forward ahead in this life, a life that God designed for you to live by purpose and on purpose. His name is Dr. Joe Wallach, and he's a pioneer in research about the body and what makes it tick. He's an author, he's a wellness expert, having spent a life studying health and nutrition, and he's here today on this program to help you and I discover what we can do to break through with revolutionary information found in a book, and it's called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And I promise, today is going to be a shift in your world, and I thank you for tuning in for this edition of One on One. We'll be right back. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Dr. Wallach, I want to welcome you to One-on-One. It's so good to have you, sir.
Well, thank you, Damon. Appreciate it.
With 150 million of these books, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, really across the globe, I hear that people's lives are being changed for the better. Share with us the man behind this book, if you would, please, sir.
Okay. When I was 4 years old, I began to have facial tics and noises and grunting noises and things. And today it'd be called Tourette syndrome. Mm. And it got progressively worse. By the time I was 9, all my friends thought I was possessed because it was really bad. And I was disabled. And my mom took me to a medical doctor who was an eye doctor for some reason. And this doctor said, well, I can't find anything wrong with him except that he has long eyelashes or hitting his glasses, curling back and tickling his eyeballs. And that's what's making all this happen. Well, I'm 9 years old and I knew that wasn't right.
Sure.
And grew up on a little farm, and Buzz would pick me up in the morning to go to school, but beforehand I had chores, and one of them was to feed the little bull calves out of a big bag full of alfalfa pellets that were fortified with vitamins and minerals. And he'd read the analysis label on it. It said vitamin A and vitamin C, vitamin D and calcium and magnesium and zinc and copper and so forth. And I went to school the next day, and and began to look for this book, and I found this book, The Nurse's Handbook. And I looked in the index for eyelash problems, eyelid problems, couldn't find anything. So I just started in the index A, B. It got down to C and cramps. I said, well, I'm starting to play sports and as a nine-year-old, so maybe it's a cramp. So I looked it up and said, calcium deficient. Well, there's calcium in those pellets. So that day when the bus left me back off at home, I started eating those calf pellets.
What?
Mm-hmm. And the next morning, I threw the Cheerios out to the chickens, and I put the calf pellets in my cereal bowl and put milk in there. My mom wanted to take them away from me. My dad said, no, let them do it. And in 3 days' time, my Tourette syndrome was gone.
Whoa. Doc, 9 years old.
Yes.
And you're in a library pulling out reference material.
Yes.
Trying to discover what's going on in your body. Now, that's not what normal nine-year-olds do. You have been on a quest to discover what makes this body work since a very little boy.
That's right. And I knew, just as you said, Damon, no nine-year-old figures this out.
Sure.
And so I knew when I was 9 years old that this had to be guidance from God himself.
Absolutely. So you've spent a lifetime.
Yes.
Studying, researching. I called you a pioneer in discovering what really is going on inside these mm-hmm. bodies. Doc, then I must ask you, what is causing so many people to be so unhealthy? The world is sick, Doc. What's going on out there?
It's actually quite simple. The reason why we're sick is we're not giving our genes and our DNA and our RNA and our telomeres, little end caps on our chromosome, everything they need to maximize our genetic potential that the good Lord gave us. And one of the things that was really interesting to me was that God made us in His image.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought as a kid, does God have hemorrhoids? Does God have heart disease?
That's
does God have
question.
Diabetes? Does God have
not.
Ringing in His ears?
Of course not.
Yeah. And so somehow along the way, we're messing things up.
But isn't the food that we eat providing us the kind of nutrition that we need?
No. Just eating well isn't enough. You have to do more than that. And the good Lord picked the Garden of Eden to put Adam in because it was the perfect place nutritionally, biochemically in the world. Now, it's perfect because there were four rivers dumping into there. It's the first MapQuest. Garden of Eden was east of Eden.
Uh-huh.
Four rivers, right? The
yeah.
Tigris, Euphrates,
sure.
Pishon, and Dishon rivers dumping
right.
in there. So that place is still there. It's the most fertile place on earth.
It's got to be.
Yeah. And so God didn't place Adam anywhere. He put him in the most fertile place where he had the best chance to be everything he could be.
Got it.
And so if you look at how minerals are distributed, minerals make up 2/3 of our 90 essential nutrients. We need 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And whether you're a hummingbird or a human being or an elephant, any vertebrate needs those 90 essential nutrients.
Which means that God built us to need them.
Yes. There's some places on earth where they're perfect. There's many places on earth where they're not. In other words, some gardens might have 3 minerals in it, some might have 14, some might have 25, some might have 70.
Hmm.
The people who live in places where there's 70 are going to live longer and be healthier than the ones that have 3.
So all soil isn't the same.
Oh, no.
Well, then if I'm buying healthy food at my local grocery store, and it looks good, and maybe even it tastes great, I don't know what soil that came from.
Exactly right. That's our problem. So just because you're eating well and eating organic doesn't mean anything when it comes to nutrition. It means nothing.
Wow. It doesn't mean that I'm going to get then all of what, not what my body might need to have. You're saying what my body must have.
Exactly.
Now, okay.
Here's how we did it originally. Up until a certain period of time, the universal fuel in the world was wood. We burned wood for heat and
sure.
cooking and
sure.
so forth. And there was stuff left over. We call them ashes. And we would take these really minerals that the tree had sucked up out of the ground and didn't burn when you burned the wood.
Mm-hmm.
We'd throw them in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And these wood ashes were our source of nutritional mineral supplementation.
Wow.
Now, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, it all changed. It was in a heartbeat. It all went away. A guy by the name of Thomas Edison pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant. And people liked electricity.
Sure they did.
What happened here was within 10 years, everybody in the industrialized world converted from wood as universal fuel to electricity. Well, here comes the ultimate question. How many wood ashes are left over every morning when you fuel your house with electricity?
Zero.
Zero. And what did we replace that traditional source of nutritional mineral supplementation with? Nothing.
Then what is happening absent these required nutrients that we're supposed to have? Is that why our bodies are breaking down? Is that why we're not healing naturally the way that, am I getting it?
You got it. We're not designed to have heart disease. We're not designed to have diabetes. We're not designed to have arthritis. We're not designed to have Alzheimer's disease. We're not designed to have periodontal disease and low thyroid. And that's, we have these things because these nutrients are missing in our food now.
You said it exactly as I read it in the Bible, that he made us in his likeness and his image. He didn't make us to be broken down, right? He didn't make us to be sick. He didn't make us to be depleted of the ability to do all of these things that he created us to do. And I just believe there are people watching who have given in to whatever they're facing. The doctor has given them a prognosis, and it's not a good one. And they have given in. They've become defeated because of how they feel every day. So is it possible, as we get into this interview, for people that are watching, to get their mindset that no matter where they are, no matter how bad they feel, you can help them do something about it? Am I understanding that that's what they're going to discover in this book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie?
Exactly, Damon. We're going to talk about God stuff. And what they have to appreciate is that they've been talking to people who are experts in misinformation. Hmm. Every century, there's been thousands of failed medical theories. Hmm. Now, the 20th century and the 21st century have been no different. There's thousands of failed medical theories, including saturated fat and cholesterol clogs your arteries and causes heart disease. That's a failed theory.
Sure.
None of that's true.
Right.
Cholesterol is an essential nutrient, like oxygen and water.
Wow.
We're not obese because we eat too much and lack enough exercise. We're obese because we're missing certain nutrients. Mm. It's a nutritional deficiency to be obese. And then, of course, salt is good. You know, the good Lord said, go forth and be the salt of the earth. And doctors say, don't use salt. Well, God lives forever. And doctors' average lifespan, according to their own survey in 1999, is 56. So wow. On the salt thing, I'm going with God.
Boy, okay. three examples you just gave, and I'm sure there's plenty more in this book, of what we're hearing and have accepted as the truth. It's not the truth at all. I mean,
Not even close.
It's confusing.
Each year in America, medical doctors kill, injure, and infect 15 million patients in hospitals and their clinics. And they get a walk. Nobody has their license suspended. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets a parking ticket.
Gosh. Doc, this is it's a sobering moment for me because my father died of cancer. Hmm. Prior to that, he had cardiomyopathy. They say it wasn't the...
May I?
Please.
Cardiomyopathy is a simple deficiency of a single mineral. And if they were to supplement with all 90 essential nutrients and take extra of this one mineral, we would never have another case of cardiomyopathy heart disease.
Okay, you're killing me. What's the mineral?
It's called selenium.
Selenium?
Yes.
A nutrient?
Yes.
Could have made a difference.
Oh, I could have saved your father's life, yes.
These are the moments in this program when there's a shift. Mm-hmm. We get past the niceties and mm-hmm. doing the interview thing, and we begin speaking to the people that are watching that are right now facing the darkest night of the soul. They get up every day and they're sick and they're depleted. They've stopped living the life that God designed for them to live, and they're asking, what in the world can I do? I'm facing it myself. I started feeling this pain in my joints, inflammation. I'm a young guy and I eat relatively well. I got a lot of stuff I want to do for the kingdom. And yet, I'm being frozen and paralyzed by this creeping, degenerative, incurable disease that the medical establishment says that I've got to live with and medicate against the rest of my days.
Neither of those statements are correct.
Talk to me.
Okay, well, first of all, if you do have rheumatoid arthritis, it's actually caused by an infection with a bug called mycoplasma. It's very easy to kill that bug in a couple of weeks, and then in a couple of months, I can legally say support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, sir. I've been doing this for 36 years. We do this thousands of times a day.
Doc, is this what this book is going to tell me?
Yes, sir.
People that are watching that are facing a whole host of ailments.
Yes.
You're saying there's hope.
Well, there's more than hope. The reversal of these diseases is so easy. For instance, let's take the disease that's killing us financially in America, diabetes.
Yeah.
Type 2 diabetes, which makes up 98% of the diabetic population, is a deficiency of a single mineral. I could make the United States a diabetes-free country in 2 months or less, maybe even 2 weeks, if everybody did exactly the same thing. Blood sugar is really not the disease. It's a symptom of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so managing blood sugar, you're not getting close to dealing with the disease.
Sure.
It's kind of like when you have pain, when you have arthritis, you manage pain, the disease keeps getting worse.
Oh yeah. Okay, oh yeah. They put me on pills. Mm-hmm. And I asked the question, what next? I don't want to just treat what's going on. I want to get to the root and fix it. And the answers are, we are going to help manage your disease.
Because that's where the money's at. If they were to cure you in 3 weeks, they'd make $300. But if they treat you for your arthritis for 25 years, they make $750,000.
Gosh, when you say that, I'm like, okay, how much am I spending on this book? That's going to cut my medical bills very quickly. Having access to the kind of information that could perhaps not just save my life, but save the lives of so many people around me.
Yes, your family, your pastor.
The reality is, if we keep doing what we've always been doing, we're going to stay exactly where we are. But one book could make a difference. One bit of information about what you can do differently could make a difference in the people's lives that are watching right now. Can this help me if I'm facing that horrible death sentence of cancer?
Of course. Cancer is a very easy disease to prevent. If you just cook your meat medium rare instead of well done, you'll reduce your risk of breast cancer, ladies, by 462%.
What?
Yeah. Let's go to 462%.
Just how I cook my meat?
Yes.
Come on, Doc.
You can reduce the risk. This is a big, large study from the University of South Carolina.
Wow.
But my doctor says cook it well done to avoid E. coli. I'd rather deal with E. coli than cancer.
What about just the simple stuff?
Arthritis.
Arthritis or people watching right now that are on Nexium and a whole host of other pills because their digestive tract is messed up and everything else that's going on in the world.
Okay, well, Nexium is the worst possible thing you can take. If you have reflux, it really should be called lack of acid reflux, because what happens is when you don't have enough stomach acid, your stomach environment is not sterile. Stomach acid has many, many functions, one of which is to sterilize your stomach environment. Mm. Nothing will grow in there when it's acid. Now, if you're doing things to alkalize yourself, which many people go out of their way to do, or you're avoiding salt, which is the raw material for your stomach to make acid. That's one of the bad things about avoiding salt. You don't make enough stomach acid.
Wow.
Chloride from the sodium chloride makes hydrochloric acid. Okay? And so what happens is your pH gets up around 4 or 5, kind of between 1 and neutral. Yeast and bacteria will grow in there. That's about the pH of vinegar. Yeast and bacteria will grow there. Mm-hmm. So every time you eat something that has carbohydrates or sugars in it, they're going to start fermenting it immediately. You get gas, bloating, reflux.
So the issues of bloating, the issues of acid reflux, which doesn't even really exist.
Lack of acid reflux, yeah.
All could be solved if we just understood some of the basics.
Salt your food. But wait a minute, my doctor says I can't use salt because it causes high blood pressure. No, that's not true.
That's
either.
Exactly what the studies suggest.
Well, it's a failed medical theory. Have you heard of obesity? That's another one of those failed medical theories. Uh-huh. Obesity is not caused by eating too much and lack of exercise.
Well, that's what they say.
That's right. But following that 100-year-old theory, we became the number one obese nation in the world. So that theory was a failed theory because following it, adhering to that, trying to eat less, exercising more, we became the number one obese nation in the world. So that's a failed theory. It turns out that being obese is a simple nutritional deficiency.
There are people watching that have been on that merry-go-round or roller coaster, the up and the down yo-yo effect of failed diets. And you're saying it's not just about eating right and it's not just about exercising.
No.
You've got to have nutrients infused into your body to not just tackle the issues of weight, but a whole host of diseases and sickness and stuff that people are facing.
900 different diseases can be resolved with supplementation. Glaucoma, macular degeneration. Doctors will say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, macular degeneration, you're going to go blind, nothing we can do. Well, I took a challenge from an eye doctor about 12 years ago, and as an audience of 300 people. And the first question, my grandmother is 88 years old. She's been legally blind for 6 years. With macular degeneration, can you do anything about it? I said, well, yeah, I can get rid of that.
Wow.
His doctor jumps up in the back of the room and says, Wallach, you're a liar. That's impossible. I said, okay, who are you? He said, well, I'm an eye doctor. I said, okay, I tell you what, let's have a little bit of a wager here. You give me 12 of your patients who are legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years from macular degeneration, and we'll put them on my program for, say, 90 days. If I could get half of them. If I could get 6 out of the 12 to read 20 in 90 days, will you apologize in public? He said, well, if you can get 2 out of 12, I'll apologize.
No doubt.
Yeah. So the next day, he brings me a true story. He brings me a box of 27 charts. And he says, pick your 12. I said, well, wait a minute. Why don't we do all 27 of them? But I just have to ask, who's going to pay for all the supplements? He says, well, he'll pay for it because he wanted me to lose big.
Wow.
Okay. And so he says, I'm going to crow about you losing here if you lose. I said, that's right, but you're going to apologize publicly if I win, right? He says, okay. And we're talking about half of them, right? 27, if I could do if I could do 15, 12 or 15, and there you'll apologize. He says, you got it. So in 90 days, all of them could read 20-20. Only two of them required glasses to do it. 25 of them didn't need, and he did better than I asked for because I was expecting him to buy me a dinner and a glass of wine, you know, and stand up in the restaurant and say, I want to apologize to Dr. Walker. But instead, he made me a CD. He told the whole story of the wager.
Wow.
And told the story of the CD. It's called Seeing is Believing.
Wow. I believe that's an amazing story, by the way.
And we do this thousands of times a month.
I believe that people are going to see the results of the information that they will find in this book, Dr. Wallach. I believe that there are people whose lives will be forever changed if they apply the strategies found in this book.
Well, they're God's strategies. It's His stuff. We call it, people say, what is it? It's the God stuff, we call it.
I mean, this...
It's all God's stuff.
This is really just, hey, guess what God did, right?
Exactly.
What would, if God were sick, which He'll never be, what would He be doing? I mean, these are the answers.
God's taking all 90 essential nutrients. That's why He's not sick.
He probably would be.
Yeah, well, if we're built in His image and we need Him, then He needs Him, right?
And He built our machines to need them.
That's correct.
Dr. Wallach, this has been so enlightening and quite candidly encouraging to hear today, to hear that there is hope, to hear that there are things that we can do to make a difference in our life. And I want to thank you for spending this valuable time with me. We're going to go to a break so that people watching can understand how they can get their hands on this amazing material. And when we come back, don't go away, when we come back, Dr. Wallach is going to share with you one simple strategy that you can take today to make an amazing difference, even today, even without getting the book, that you can apply today that can make a difference in your life. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What if the cure to our modern daily ailments and illnesses isn't in the next miracle medical breakthrough, but in information and wisdom that has been transforming the lives of men and women, young and old, for thousands of years? Instead of relying on medications that have more potential side effects than benefits, what if you could discover the power to live longer, live better, and experience life with more vitality simply through natural nutrients? Dr. Joe Wallach has the answer, and it's time for you to discover what the medical industry doesn't want you to know.
Cholesterol is an essential nutrient. Without it, you get Alzheimer's disease. Without it, you get diabetes. Without it, you get low T. You get menopausal symptoms for 30 years instead of 3 seconds.
You will be shocked to discover how the truth you need to take control of your health is very different from what you've been led to believe. Dr. Wallach has captured the key information for a lifestyle turnaround on his phenomenal CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. With more than 200 million copies in circulation and recorded during Dr. Wallach's lectures, this CD exposes the truth on subjects including aging, heart disease, cholesterol, arthritis, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, and even pregnancy. In all, Dr. Wallach addresses 25 topics and deals with practical, real-life issues through his question and answer sessions with the audience. Even better, in the companion book, Dr. Wallach expands on the material in the teaching CD with over 400 comprehensive pages of information and wisdom that can directly change the quality and length of your life. Discover how to identify 90 essential nutrients you need that may not be in your food, prevent and reverse 412 diseases with vitamins, minerals, and herbs, reach your genetic potential for a long and happy life, plus so much more. If you or a loved one are ready to stop living in pain, to stop living dependent on pills, to discover the freedom to live and enjoy life again, then this is the answer for you. Imagine the financial freedom that would come from eliminating expensive medical costs. With your gift of only $50, you'll receive both Dr. Wallach's eye-opening and life-changing CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, as well as the companion book with over 400 pages of insights and applications to make your life better. You can take the first step in taking back control of your health by ordering today and putting this information to work in your life. And there's more. When you order on this broadcast, Damon will also include the full-length, unedited version of his interview with Dr. Wallach. There's simply not enough time on the program to air the complete interview, but there's so much behind-the-scenes information you missed that this DVD is a must-have, especially where Damon and Dr. Wallach expose secrets the medical community isn't telling you on how to truly be healthy. So, that's Dr. Wallach's Dead Doctors Don't Lie 400-page book and multi-million-selling CD, plus the entire in-depth one-on-one interview for your one-time gift of only $50. Now is the time to gain the knowledge and tools you must have to rescue and revolutionize your health and that of your family and loved ones. Call now.
Wasn't that awesome? I hope that you have taken a moment to connect with us and get your hands on this amazing material. We're here with them, aren't we? They're not alone, are they?
They're not alone. I have 250,000 people who have now devoted their life to telling this story every day.
That's the evidence.
That's the evidence.
When people are trying to make a decision, and there are smart people watching, they're trying to make a decision based upon the evidence. Prove to me that what you say is true. And you've got story after story after story after story of people that's been changed by this information.
Absolutely, plus $100 billion worth of research.
Gosh. Doc, I thank you so much for being here with us
thank
today.
Thank you so much. You're so gracious, and I can't thank you enough.
Give the people watching, if you would, that one thing that I promised them, that one thing that they can do today to begin living the life God promised they could live.
Salt your food to taste. And don't worry about high blood pressure, because salt doesn't cause high blood pressure. And God said to do it.
Amen. Thank you again.
Okay.
Can we have you back?
Oh, I'd be honored.
I mean, there's so much information to cover.
Oh, we've just barely scratched the surface.
I can tell. Thank you so much, Doc.
God bless you.
Bless you. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.